message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
From glory to glory. I want you to know that your destiny is a destiny of glory. Your destiny is a destiny of glory. God has not created you and I to lack glory. God has not made you to be obscured. He has not made you to be obscured. He has not created you to be an obscured person. You are not just an ordinary individual. You are a man, you are a woman that is loaded with the power and the grace of God. The Bible says that God said, "Let us make man in our own image." And the Bible said, He created them, male and female, in his own image. Let us make man in our own image. The New King James Version says, according to our likeness, according to our likeness, according to our likeness, after our likeness, according to our likeness. I love that translation. According, that is just like us, just like God is. That is how you are. And that is why the Bible says also in the book of Psalm 82 verse 6, say, ye are gods and ye are the children of the Most High. Ye are gods. In other words, if my Father carries glory, it means I carry glory. If my Father carries glory, it means I carry glory. More of this we are going to learn later this evening in our home cell. I want to tell you that God is going to take you from obscurity to a place of glory in the name of Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. One of the major things that Christ came to do and that Christ achieved for us via his death and resurrection is to reconnect us back to the glory that was lost at the garden. Christ's death is coming, his death and his resurrection reconnected us to the lost glory. Praise the Lord. Let's look at the book of Revelation chapter 5 verse 12. The book of Revelation chapter 5 verse 12. The Bible says something there in the book of Revelation chapter 5 verse 12. Hallelujah. He says, saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to do what? To receive power and riches. I think somebody will shout hallelujah. And wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessings. These are the things that Christ obtained via his death and his resurrection. He obtained power over the enemy. And he obtained riches, because when man lost the garden, man lost the riches that God has bestowed upon him. The riches of the kingdom were lost, and the wisdom of the kingdom were lost, and the strength that was embedded in the kingdom were lost, and the honor. Can you imagine the great honor that man, God bestowed upon man? Every animal that sees man, they must bow to man. He said he gave them the power to dominate. That is great honor. And the one I love most, he said, and glory. The glory and blessings. These are the things that were obtained by the death and the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. That is why the Bible says in Isaiah chapter 60 verse 1, it says, arise, shine. Arise, shine. Isaiah 60, 1 and 2. Arise, there is no hand. Hand is a conjunction. Hand means there is something in between. There is nothing between your arising and your shining. Brother, don't be deceived. If anybody tells you that you need me to shine, tell him or her, unless God gives you the power, you cannot be of help. If man will help you, it is because God has ordained man to help you. Man of his own cannot help man. It is only God that can help man. And that is why the Bible says, arise, there is no hand. He said, arise, shine, for thy light is come. Why is your light coming? Because the glory of God is risen upon you. As a result of this glory, your light must come. He said, for behold, darkness has covered before. There was darkness. Maybe there's an area of your life where there was darkness before. The darkness has covered that part. He said, and gross darkness, the what? The people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee. It is the arising of the Lord upon thee that impart his glory upon thee. And when his glory is imparted upon thee, you begin to shine forth. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So brothers and sisters, I want you to understand that you are not created to live in obscurity. You are not. You are not created to be somebody that is in one lungu, that is hiding under one bushel. No. I command this morning, every power that is covering your glory is cast away in the name of Jesus. When God's glory comes upon you, your life begins to shine forth and you become glorious. What is glory? Quickly. Number one, glory is the expression of God's great power and might in the life of a person. Glory is the expression of God's great power and might in the life of a person. Number two, it is the signature and stamp of God's approval and distinction in the life of a man. The stamp of approval of God. The stamp of approval of God. The stamp of approval of God upon the life of a man is what brings about the glory. Number three, it is what gives a man, a church, or an organization, an identity that is special. Hallelujah. I take that again. It is glory that gives a man, an organization, a woman, anyone, an identity that is special. Then people begin to say, you are a star. Hallelujah. It is because of the glory. You know, scientists have proved it that the moon on its own has no light. The moon on its own has no light. The moon shines by the light of the sun. Praise the Lord. When the light of the sun is bestowed upon it, that the moon begins to radiate and it begins to glow. And all of us love looking at the moon. Whereas the real source is the sun. That is the same thing that is going to happen to you. When the light of God comes upon you, everybody will see. You cannot hide it. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. To move from glory to glory means that things are getting better and better and better and better and better for you. And things shall continually get better and better and better in the name of Jesus. Your life must not remain stagnant, and it cannot remain stagnant. As long as you yourself did not want it to remain stagnant. Let me tell you one thing, nobody created under heaven, no man or woman under heaven can stagnate your destiny. If you know who you are in Christ Jesus, no man can stagnate my destiny. It's not possible. It's not possible. Nobody, I repeat, can do that. It's not possible. Because I am created in the image of God. And I carry the identity and the mark of Christ upon me. The Bible says, touch not ye anointed, and do my prophet no harm. Praise the Lord. You are anointed of God. He said, him who he has justified, them he has also glorified. If God has justified you, you must be glorified. Please, can somebody cover the glory of the sun? You have seen somebody that said, hey, today, I'm going to cover the glory of the sun for Ilorin town. Because the people of Ilorin offended me. It has happened before. Science have not made it. The Americans, Japanese, whosoever, Chinese, they've not created any machine that can cover the sun. And they will never create it because it's not possible. And so shall it be that no man under heaven, no woman under heaven, born of a man or a woman, or whatever, can cover your glory in the name of Jesus. Your glory shall be revealed in the name of Jesus. The Bible says, what is man that thou art being mindful of him? In the book of Psalm 8, verse 4 and 5. What is man that thou art mindful of him? But you know the reason why God is mindful of us? That thou should visited him. Verse 5. For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels. And thou hast crowned him with what? Thou hast crowned him with what? Where there is glory, honor must follow. Thou hast crowned. So you are crowned with glory. It's not that the glory is not there. It is already there. Hello? As long as you are a child of God who has given your life to Christ, who is working in the path of righteousness, you carry glory. Don't let any man deceive you. Don't let any man make you look inferior. You are not. You are a child of the Most High, a royal priesthood, set apart, elect of God. That is who you are. And that is why you carry the glory. The glory is a crown that has been given. Praise the Lord. In Isaiah chapter 62, verse 2, the Bible says, "And the Gentiles shall see thy righteousness, and all the kings thy what? If it is not there, will they see it?" He didn't say the glory will be imparted by the Gentiles. He said, they will do what? They will see your righteousness. Because you are a child of God, you are living a righteous life. "And thy glory, and thou shalt be called a new name, which the mouth of the Lord shall name." Now look at this. They are Gentiles. Gentiles means people that don't know God. So they cannot have the knowledge of the name that you should be. The Gentiles cannot have it. So it is the Lord that will now name the name and say, "This one is glory." Hallelujah. Say, "Which the mouth of the Lord." Why is it the mouth of the Lord? Because the Gentiles cannot understand the things of the Spirit. They cannot. The things of the Spirit are not given to those that are without. For them to actualize, to know who you are, God will give you a name and put it in their mouth. And they will honor you. Praise the Lord. What does the glory do in somebody's life? What the glory does in your life? Or what does it do to your life? Number one, the glory births a new name. That's what we have just read. Isaiah 62, verse 2 to 3. The glory will birth a new name. The glory will birth a new name. Verse 3. Hallelujah. "And thou shalt also be a crown of glory in the hand of the Lord, a royal diadem in the hand of thy God." Number 2. The glory of God will lift you up. Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1. "Arise, shine. For the light has come, and the glory of God has risen upon thee." The glory of God will lift you up. Number 3, the glory of God in your life fight the enemies of your life. And that is why I said earlier that no man or woman can hinder you from fulfilling purpose and destiny because you carry the glory. The glory will fight the enemy. Is it possible for fire, for a crazy man to see fire, burn and say, "I want to come into the fire"? Hello, is it possible? It's not possible. The craze never reached that level. In fact, if you reach that level, by the time the fire is burned, the craze will clear. Praise the Lord. So we have to understand who we are and what we carry. This understanding gives us confidence. You know, what the devil uses is to work on our psyche. And that's why the Bible says, "Bring into subjection everything, every imagination that want to exalt itself against God." That's why I will cast them down. Don't allow anybody to pollute your mind and to tell you who you are not. Number 3, the glory of your God in your life fight the enemies of your life. Number 4, the glory brings acceptance. The glory brings acceptance. When you carry glory, there is acceptance. Everybody wants something that is good. Number 5, the glory brings respect, honor beyond your age. It is not about age. It is not about age. It's not about age at all. A small child that carries glory will be respected by an old man. That's the truth. Buhari is not the oldest man in Nigeria. In fact, you know why I know? Because my own father is still older than him. So I know he's not the oldest. If I thought there's nobody that is older, my father is older. But who knows my father? Everybody knows Buhari. Hello? is because of the glory of the office that he's occupying. It's not about age. If tomorrow someone here who is 30 or 20 becomes the president, everybody will respect and honor him. Praise the Lord. It is not him, but the glory of the office that he occupies at that particular moment that gives him that honor. It's not a function of age. Age is just a number. Praise the Lord. And you know, let me shock you. People who carry the glory of God are dangerous people. They are not people that you should play around with. And say, me, I'm older than you or this or that, and you try to look down on them. That could bring that person to damnation and destruction. Time will not permit me to expose that to you. Praise the Lord. Number what now? Number six, the glory terminates shame, reproach, and evil. The glory of God terminates reproach. It terminates evil. When glory is risen upon you, every reproach, people that have been looking at you and looking at you with one kind of eye, they will begin to honor you. Hello? Perhaps maybe you have been one of the people in the class who are on the average. Then suddenly, a particular semester, the result is released. And a parallel. The next time you walk into the class, note it. Just know the next time you walk into the class. People will want to be your friend. It is natural. Even those that are not greeting you will come and greet you. Why? Because something. Then the next semester again, you clear even more than that. 5.0 on the dot. People will respect you. You don't need to announce or to. Everybody will. Don't be a cow. That's what glory does. That's what glory does. Praise the Lord. The glory bats wealth and abundance. The glory of God bats wealth and abundance. I tell you, carriers of God's glory are carriers of great wealth. Carriers of God's glory are carriers of great wealth. Carriers of God's glory are carriers of great wealth and abundance. And that is why Father Abraham never lacked, because he carries the glory of God. He carries the power of God. He carries the function of God. Praise the Lord. The book of Ephesians chapter 3 verse 16. And it says, he will grant you according to the riches of what? Of his glory. That he will grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with all might by his spirit in the inner man. The understanding from the inner man brings wealth. It says in Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 18, say, for I am the Lord thy God who giveth thee the power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant which he has done, which we have swore unto thy fathers, as it is this day. Brethren, I want you to understand, glory brings honor. It brings wealth and abundance. If you know the glory of God, you know how to terminate lack. If you have the glory of God, lack is terminated in your life. And if you believe this morning that the glory of God upon your life is going to bring to extinction anything called shame, anything called poverty, anything called lack, I want you to shout a glorious hallelujah. Shout glory! Glory! I receive glory! When you carry glory, there is no shame. No matter the clothes that Buhari is wearing, he's not ashamed of it. In fact, if he's wearing a cloth that is not good, it becomes national style. That was a former vice president that was sewing a particular dress. Before you know, he was calling that dress his name. They are calling the dress after his name. And there's nothing really special. But because somebody that carries man-made glory. Man-made. Why? Why is it man-made? Because it has tenor. It has tenor. It's not going to last forever. The same man, now if he comes to this state, the kind of honor the governor carries, he will not carry it. And that time, if he comes, the governor will be the one to be at the airport to welcome him. That's it. When you carry the glory, you carry power. Praise the Lord. Example of those who enjoy glory in the Bible. Number one is Joseph. Joseph enjoys so much of God's glory massively. He started small, but he ended up glorious. In the book of Genesis chapter 45, verse 13, the Bible says something there. Genesis 45, verse 13. It says, "And you shall tell my father of all my glory in Egypt, and of all that ye have seen, and you shall hasten and bring my father down." He was telling his brothers, he said, "Look, tell my father of my glory that you have seen." This was a guy who came in as a slave, not even as a servant. A servant seniors a slave. How many of us know that? Servant get power, authority per slave. Servant may be the master of slave. Slave has no authority, no power, nothing. A slave owns nothing. If he marries, his wife is owned by the master. If he gives birth, his children and his daughters are owned by the master. The daughter can say, "This is your girl, fine, oh yeah, I'm selling her to marriage. Sell, collect." Now the master will collect the dowry, not the slave. I don't know if you are getting it this morning. But this guy did not allow the thing that people have made him to be, the condition that people have conditioned him, to take away his mentality that he carries glory. And that is why he refused to be led astray by that woman. He said, "Tell my father of my glory that you have seen." Glory is, you know, I said it earlier, it's not what can be hidden. It cannot be hidden. Praise the Lord. He came in small and he ended up glorious. I pray for somebody here this morning that your beginning may be small, but your latter end shall be great and glorious in the name of Jesus. Everyone here who has been looked down upon by someone or by somebody, I talk to your destiny this morning. That thing that they are making people to look down on you is turned around to become glorious in the name of Jesus. That reproach that people are associating with you, I terminate it by the power that is in the name of Jesus. That reproach is removed in the name of Jesus. Number two person is Moses. Moses accessed so much glory, and this changed his life. In the book of Exodus chapter 40, Exodus chapter 40, verse 35. "And Moses was not able to enter into the tent of the congregation because the cloud abode therein, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle." This man was a man that enjoyed intimacy with God. He enjoyed God so much to the point that he's the only man that have seen God face to face and live. Because the Bible says you can't see God face to face and live. This man has done that. And you know, you can't be at that level with God and you will not carry power. It got to a point that the people could not look at his face. They have to cover it with a veil, because the thing was radiating so much power and glory. Praise the Lord. These are not angels, though. These are man and woman like me and you. They carry blood. And that makes me to know that me and you can also experience the same thing. Number three is Esther. I love the story of Esther so much. This was a lady who was an orphan, but the God of glory distinguished her and crowned her with so much glory. In the book of Esther chapter 2 verse 17. Esther chapter 2 verse 17. This lady was an orphan, yet God distinguished her. "And the king loved Esther above all the women, and she obtained grace and favor in his sight more than all the virgins, so that he set the royal crown upon her head and made her queen instead of Vashti." Now this is it. The king loved her more than all her. It means the king also loved other women. Hello? It means the king also did what? Loved other women. But she was preferred. And that's why I always tell people when they want to get married, marry a man that fear God, not really a man that loved you. Yes, love is good. Love is vital. He must love you. But the primary thing is he must fear God. Because he can love you and still love other women. It's possible. Fully possible. But the Bible says this girl, though an orphan, not only was she an orphan, she was a slave. Hello? Every Jew that were in Shushan at that particular time were captives that were brought to Shushan. Shushan was not their place. They were brought in as captives. Captives are what? They are slaves. And yet, the Bible said the king loved her above all the women. And she obtained what? Grace and favor in his sight. Glory brings grace and favor. When you enjoy glory, you enjoy grace. So that, you see, and you know what? The qualification for all of them must be that they must be beautiful and they must be virgin. All others too have that qualification. But something singled her out. And that's the glory of God. I pray that you shall be singled out for God's glory in the name of Jesus. In your place of abode, in your family, in your department in school, the Lord will single you out for glory in the name of Jesus. Carriers of glory are simply easily noticed. They are easily noticed. Can tell you several stories of people that I've seen that are easily picked out because they carry glory. What is the secret to this glory that we are talking about? The secret of glory, the secret to accessing glory. Number one is righteousness or uprightness. If you are here this morning, you have not given your life to Christ, you cannot walk in this kind of glory that we are talking about. Because him who are called, him who are justified, are the one that carries this glory. Uprightness. Only the upright can move from glory to glory. It is only the upright that can move from glory to glory. Psalm 84 verse 11. Only the upright. Brethren, I want you to know that you need to walk in righteousness for you to enjoy the glory of God continually. To enjoy the glory of God continually, you must walk in righteousness. For the Lord God is what is the sun and shield. And the Lord will give grace and glory. And no good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. He will give what? Glory and grace. He will give what? Glory and grace to anybody? No. To those who walk uprightly. To those who walk uprightly. To those who walk uprightly. The condition for accessing glory as a shield is the life of uprightness. A life of righteousness. A life that is pleasing unto God. And let me tell you this. You cannot walk rightly by your own power. And that is why you have to give your life to Jesus. The cross is the cross that empowers and engraces righteousness. It is the cross. It is not the self-will or self-determination of a man that entrusts righteousness or engraces righteousness to a man. The Bible says, for all our righteousness are like a fleeting rag before God. It is the righteousness that is released from the cross that keeps man right. It is not your good deeds, because no one is right or can be right by his or our own power. And that is why we must come to the cross. If you are here this morning, you have not accessed the cross. I tell you this, that you need to access the cross. You cannot live a holy life, a righteous life by your own power. It is not possible. It is not what? Possible. Righteousness is obtained via the cross. Righteousness is obtained via the cross. Righteousness is obtained via submission to the cross. Until you give your life to Christ, until you surrender to the cross, you cannot access righteousness. And without righteousness, you cannot access a glorious life. Number two, a lifestyle of praise and worship. A praise and worship lifestyle. Praisers, God praisers are candidates of glory. All God praisers are candidates of God's glory. Psalm 96 verse 6 says, honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Those that praises God, they flourish. They enjoy the beauty of God. They enjoy the glory of God. In Psalm 108 verse 1. Hallelujah. Oh my God, my heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise, even with my glory. It means the praisers of God are carriers of glory. Praisers of God are candidates of glory. They are people that carry the glory of God. Brothers and sisters, if you are a member of this church, you don't know how to praise God yet, I think we need to do deliverance for you. Because in this place we praise God. Say, in this place we praise God. In this place we praise God. In this place we praise God. The Bible says in Psalm 42 verse 8, it says, for I am the Lord thy God. I will not give my glory to another, neither will I give my praise to a carved image. God loves those that praise him, and he releases his glory unto them. He releases his glory to those that praise him. Number three, godly wisdom is access. Godly wisdom. If you have godly wisdom from God, it births glory. The release of godly wisdom from God births glory. Why? It is wisdom, godly wisdom, that tells you doing certain things will take away your glory. Going from a man to a man, jumping from one guy's house to another guy's house will take away your glory. Taking banja wee-wee, doing science and chemistry with leaves will take away your glory. Mixing concussions together so that you can be low instead of being high will take away your glory. There is no highness in chemical. If you want to be high, come to the house of God and be high in the Holy Spirit. That's the truth. If you want to be high, come to the house of God. When you get here, you become high. Why? Because the Holy Spirit will intoxicate you with fresh wine. All these things destroy and takes away glory. It takes wisdom. It takes wisdom, godly wisdom, to avoid them. The wiser you are, the more you move closer to God. And the more you assess God's glory. In the book of Proverbs, chapter 3, verse 35. The wise shall do what? Shall inherit glory. The Bible says the wise shall inherit glory, but shame shall be the promotion of fools. It is foolishness that makes you to open up yourself to a man that is not your husband. It is foolishness. God has not designed you for every man. He has designed you for only one man. And God did not make every lady for you guys. He made only one. Only one. He said he made them male and what? And female. He didn't say he made them male and females. Or males and female. No. One. That is it. Draw. Nothing more than that. So when you are jumping here and there, all these things take away your glory. Have you not noticed? Somebody who is 25 looking like 40. It's because that person has wasted destiny on drugs and all sorts of useless lifestyle. So it takes wisdom. It takes wisdom to abide and to stay away from this. And this wisdom cannot be gotten in the world. It's the wisdom that comes from connection to the Father. Praise the Lord. I was telling somebody, I said, there are some things that we cannot prevent youth of nowadays from doing. That's the truth. Some good things, though. But even the good, when it is done in excess, it becomes bad. Hello? Good things. There's nothing wrong with a lady making up. Hello? There's nothing wrong. But when it is not done in excess, it becomes wrong. There's nothing wrong in striving to earn money. In striving to earn good money, there's nothing wrong. But when all your passion is now twisted and concocted because you want to earn money, it becomes evil. Or when the money comes and you cannot remember God. That is when it becomes evil. So even good things can become bad things. But bad things cannot become good things. Don't say because I say good things can become bad things. Then definitely bad things too also can become good things. No. It's only a soul that God redeemed that was bad before that can become good. Praise the Lord. For all have sinned and have come short of the glory of God. But when you repent, that coming short is returned back to become full. And that is why the Bible says, he that is in Christ is a new creature. Behold, all things have passed away. All has become what? New. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17. Brethren, it is only in Christ that you enjoy the fullness of God. Number 4, giving. Every giver is a candidate of God's glory. An example is King Solomon, the book of 1 Kings chapter 3 from verse 3 to 5. 1 Kings 3 to 5. 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 3 to 5. The Bible says, and the Solomon loved the Lord, walking in the statue of his father. Only he sacrificed burnt incense in high places. Let's go on, verse 4. And the king went to Gibeon to sacrifice there, for that was the great place, that was the great high place. 1,000 burnt offerings did Solomon offer upon that altar. He didn't say the altar. That altar, that is, that particular place, he did 1,000. That means he must have done in other places. The Bible says he went to Gibeon. Gibeon is not in Jerusalem. And he, an altar in that place, he sacrificed 1,000 offerings. Then he went to another place, put an altar, sacrificed 1,000 again. This guy is a ruthless giver. And no wonder he was ruthlessly blessed. Brethren, let me shock you. Money, wealth, especially wealth, does not answer to any other thing than the principle of covenant practice and giving. Fast from now to tomorrow, it won't answer. It answers to 2-3 things. Covenant practice, giving, and hard work. That's all. Because if you give, you do covenant practice and you are sleepy from now to tomorrow, nothing will happen. You say, I've paid my tithe. I've given my offering. Then God should open my bank account. Let money just be dropping. 1 million every day. Nothing will drop unless you walk. That is when God commanded his blessings upon it. Praise the Lord. So giving makes you a candidate for God's glory. Noah did the same and he enjoys the glory of God. The more you give, the more you assess the glory of God. The more of God's glory you assess when you give. Number 5, quickly, prayer. Only the prayerful can assess God's glory. Papa will always say something. The level of your shining is determined by the level of your prayer. How your life will end is determined of how you pray. Some people are saying that in Nigeria, we pray instead of us thinking. I replied back, if we have not been praying, things would have been worse than this. It is not because we are praying that makes the economy not to grow. It is because we have bad leaders. So when somebody sends something to you and say, when we are praying, Malaysia was doing this. When we are doing this, this one was doing this. Is it that they were not praying in those countries? They mention a particular country. That country, they pray more than us. South Korea. They pray more than us. They pray a lot. They pray a lot. It is because we have bad leaders. And because we did not apply our mind to wisdom. Praise the Lord. If we have not been praying, things would have been worse. Only the prayerful can assess God's glory. God's shower is glory on those who love to assess him prayerfully. The glory of God shall be released upon you as you pray to God this morning in the name of Jesus. As we pray this morning, I decree someone will assess God's glory in the name of Jesus. The Bible says in Psalm 65 verse 2, it says, to you who answer prayers shall all flesh come. Today, I want you to know that you can assess glory via your prayer. You can attract glory into your academics. You can attract glory into your marriage. You can attract glory into your finances. You can attract glory into your business. You can attract glory into your health. You can attract glory into your vocation. You can attract glory into your family via prayers. But if you are here, you have not given your life to Christ, I want to say this. The prayer of a sinner is an abomination before God. It's an abomination. It's just like reporting yourself to God. And I pray that the Lord will give us the grace to know Him and to walk after Him the more in the name of Jesus. Glory is for every one of us because we are created to be carriers of God's glory. Right from the beginning, you and I were made to be carriers of God's glory. The glory of God has been imparted. We are carriers of God's glory. It is sin that separated us from the power to access.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878. Or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.